Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
I know, it was just weird because I haven't had caffeine all day.
Yes. I do, right here.
Well, yeah, we saw the last episode.
Welcome back, Utah fans.
Here we are.
To another episode of the Utah Football Fans Podcast.
Nice one, that was good.
Change it up a little bit. My name's Bryn, James, Gary. Thanks for joining us. Please like and subscribe and share, and please hit the super thanks button if you'd like to contribute to the show and get James some more caffeine.
I haven't had any today, actually.
Well, I know that's why.
No, I haven't.
He needs some.
That's actually okay. That's a total lie.
That's a lie.
Now that I think back on my day.
Yeah. See, so
I think pre-workout has like 1,900 milligrams.
It probably does. Anyways, please hit that super thanks button if you would like to contribute to the show. Very much appreciate it. Thank you to our sponsor, Thomas Orthodontics. Please look him up at thomasortho.com. If you need any dental work done, any braces or anything like that, look him up and mention the podcast and tell him you're a listener because he's a great supporter.
He takes care of Ute fans.
Yeah.
It really does.
We have some other shout outs. Jason Kunkel, you told us you did buy a lot of stuff at the Red Zone pop-up. So I want to know what you actually bought though. What'd you buy?
We need to see.
We do need to see. Send us what you bought. And then I got to thank Hank Mondaca, who we met at the Rose Bowl tailgate. He sent me the picture of Cam smelling the rose today from the championship game. Thank you, Hank. Now I just need to print it and frame it.
Get it signed and kissed by Cam.
Oh, God. Kissed.
maybe. What other shout-outs do you had? You had somebody you wanted to
say hi
to.
Yeah, I ran into one of our fans, Justin, at the gym the other day.
Hi, really Justin. Cool guy.
Hey. Swole as can be, you know, how we do. So
what? What does James look like at the gym? I want to know.
James gets into like a weird zone and just kind of sits there. I think I sing to myself a little bit. I actually do. I caught myself. I had kind of like mouth words. I probably look like a complete moron. And then, yeah, it's not pretty. Then Greg Bird sent us a little bit of money. And then he whined about us not shouting him out.
Give us a little more. We'll shout you out.
$10.
I saw
that truck that
Bird.
You drive. You can afford more than $10, buddy. But anyway,
that's cool.
If you do live in Arizona, hit him up because he does car detailing. Thomas Orthodontics. He does planes too, so he can take care of your jet.
Wow.
And but no, he's doing good.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bird.
Thanks, Bird.
Even though he didn't come to the Rose Bowl, so shame on you.
That's weak,
well,
man.
You know, it's okay.
What about the guy at the gym? Is that all you're saying?
Yeah, Justin.
I know you did. You're saying I just saw a guy at the
gym? We talked for like 10 minutes, okay. And he said he's looking good. Ladies, hit him up. I don't know if he's single or not. I have absolutely no idea. The Vasa Fitness in Sandy at 6 a.m. That's where you'll find us.
All right. We've got a few things. National championship. We've got a lot of Utah news that we're going to cover tonight. And we have our end of year awards. So where do you want to start, Gary?
Well, let's talk the national championship game.
Baby, that was so much fun to watch.
What was that?
Yawn.
TCU. I mean,
What happened?
I need TCU.
Did he do that? I didn't even look.
I'm sure he did. I don't know. I'm sorry about the table, everybody.
Dude.
James, I think you've had enough caffeine today.
What happened?
How did they make it there? Are they that big of frauds? Honestly.
I don't know.
Here's 65-7.
And the 7 was like an accidental 7, too.
Well, yeah, it was up. It was good, but it was at what?
Like the first quarter.
That was it.
That was it.
Okay, it was just sad for it a national sad. Championship game. You go through this entire season and fantastic, you know, semifinal games, whatever we call it.
Mm-hmm. The playoff games.
Playoff games. And that's what we end up with.
Like they played, it was unbelievable.
Where was their defense, though?
They couldn't tackle.
They couldn't tackle.
Well, they were out of position.
Yeah, it was bad. It was not fun to watch. How long did you make it? How long did you watch?
I went to the third quarter.
Third quarter.
Yeah. I had it on into the fourth, and then I was like, I don't know why this is even on.
I think I had it on until it was like 45-7, and then Georgia was still like throwing these long bombs. Yeah, but, I was like, okay, I'm done.
I don't know. Horn frogs. Oh. It shrunk up even more. I don't know what happened.
It was bad.
As a college football fan, it was the worst possible outcome. And to end the season like that, Georgia fans, which we know we have some of you,
okay.
I'm sure you had a great night.
Congratulations.
But for everybody else in the country, it was such a disappointment.
I'm just sitting there watching it, and they're showing TCU fans in the stands, and it's like, they had to get to LA from Texas, presumably.
Can you imagine?
Pay that watch money. That?
Can you imagine?
Thousands of dollars to watch your team just...
Not just lose.
They didn't even play.
But be out of it.
Just by the end of the first quarter, I was like, this game's over. It was so bad. I feel for them. I do.
I feel for them.
I mean, I think Georgia is that good, but at the same time...
Are they?
Ohio State almost beat them.
Ohio State almost beat them.
The week before. So I don't know where the disconnect was.
I don't know if TCU knew that they could like watch film before the game and do some studying. Look,
as we say, I mean, Georgia's good, man. I mean... Hey, I was way off. I thought TCU would pull an upset.
Oh, I knew. I thought
was way
Georgia
out,
was
man.
Win.
Of course, who saw that coming?
Not that. I just wanted a good game. I just wanted a game like the playoff games. That's all I wanted. I didn't care who won. I just wanted a good game, and boy, did we not get it.
No, it's too bad.
Here's my question: is Kirby Smart just like a propaganda genius when it comes to his team? Because why does everyone on his team think that everyone was saying they were going to be like 5-7 all season?
They're full of crap. Like their quarterbacks, everyone doubted us.
Everybody
no one believed in us. And they're going, really?
You were number 1 and 2 the entire season.
Entire season.
So
Georgia, you've had your turn now. That's all
okay,
I got
but
to
hold,
say.
Hold on.
I don't know, Gary. Next year already.
No,
it's
I've
like...
had it. Okay, here's the question. While you're looking whatever you're looking up, would you rather have would you rather have Alabama or Georgia? Of course, I would have neither.
What do you mean?
Next year, now that they've won 2 in a row.
Oh, win it all?
Yeah. Would you rather have Alabama now to come back in?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Because here's why. And I'm gonna read to you. I'm going to read to you Georgia's schedule next year. And this pisses me off. You're the number one team in the country. And this is your schedule. UT Martin to kick things off.
We could beat them.
UT, yeah. The three of us could beat UT Martin.
Oh, I was like, Utah? Yes.
Ball
us
State.
Three. Okay,
no, us three.
Yeah.
So they go UT Martin, Ball State, South Carolina, which is conference, UAB, University of Alabama, Birmingham.
Ooh.
And then Auburn, Kentucky, Vanderbilt, Florida, Missouri, Ole Miss, at Tennessee, one semi-decent game, and then Georgia Tech. They're three out-of-conference games, UT Martin, Ball State, UAB. Georgia, are you freaking kidding me? But here's
the
thing.
Finagle that.
Here's the thing. They're not punished for this. There's no punishment. No. The committee doesn't say, you guys played a crap schedule. You're on the outside looking in. It's, hey, they beat everybody on their schedule. Welcome to the playoff.
Okay, that's true. However... Look how good they really are, though.
Well, they shellacked Oregon earlier this year, too. So.
Well, and then they put in all their like second and third string guys in the fourth quarter, and they were still scoring.
I know.
Yeah, whatever. Enough talking about those
losers. Blah, 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 blah.
Losers?
You're those talking about losers.
TCU. I'm sorry. I'm just...
You're angry that the football season's
over. I would have been fine with them winning, I think, but That was just horrible.
I feel bad.
If it had been 48-45, I would have been all about it.
Well, everybody would, I think.
But
that was crap.
It was just. It was, I do feel bad for TCU and their fans, and because it was such a beatdown, it was. I don't think that gap is that big. It just happened to be one of those games. Every game's an entity to itself.
Yeah. True. But dang. Michigan, you could have been in that game, and then it would have been
Ohio
interesting.
State. Jeez.
Yeah, Ohio State TC would have been fun, in theory. I don't know.
All right, well, anything else you want to say about that? It's too bad this whole season ended like that.
Right. That, like you said, hundreds of football games were all invested. I was thinking back to the Florida game. I mean, that was the kickoff, and Georgia's playing
Oregon,
and we're playing Florida, and all... And it all comes down to that
for
last
everybody.
That
65-7. Wow.
I mean, it's really unfortunate that it wasn't a better showing.
Well, here's the top 25 AP anyway. The coaches poll I don't really take very serious because that's not really true. The coaches don't
care.
Yeah, but this is a bunch of writers, so whatever you want to think about that. But be that as it may, the top 25 Georgia. TCU, Michigan, Ohio State. It makes sense. I mean,
no, I have a. After last night, I know they were in the championship game.
Yeah, how do you put TCU second? I
know that they beat Michigan. I get it. But after that last night, I get it. But good grief.
Didn't TCU lose in their championship game?
Yeah, they lost
to
Kansas State.
So you lose. And I get what they made at the playoffs, all of that. But you lose your championship. You lose the national championships. You're still second.
Yeah, they need to be like.
Yeah,
fourth.
But it's the one. It's you make your way to the championship game.
Right.
It's different.
I know.
I get
it's
it.
For the two top teams. Who's going to be one? Who's going to be two? That's
look,
it.
Hey, they beat Michigan. So okay.
Then you go the next five: Alabama,
okay,
Tennessee, Penn State, number seven. Yeah. Washington rolls in at eight.
Wow.
Tulane at 9 and Utah 10.
You know, top 10 finish, I'm not going to complain.
Think about that.
Top 10 finish.
Four losses?
I don't. We have to be the top four loss team on that freaking list. There's
no
way.
We are.
There's nobody here.
There's no way that, probably down to what, 20 to get another four? I mean.
Wait, how did Tulane get ahead of us? Oh, right.
What happened?
Bryn was just waiting for that.
No, that just popped in my head right now. I mean, yeah, finishing top 10 is amazing. It does irk me a little bit that Washington's ahead of us because we did win the Pac-12, so it's like...
Yeah, but they won their bowl game and we didn't.
I know, and
we didn't get to play them.
Yeah, but...
Yet.
Congrats, Oda Washington. I think it's cool.
Yeah,
I mean, look
eight.
At it.
Seriously.
They played it out the whole time. Kind of behind the scenes, really, in a lot of ways, in the Pac-12. A lot of teams are being talked about before them. Utah, obviously. USC. Even Oregon. And then there was Washington.
Even for a
even
long
Oregon
time.
Oregon State.
Well, and UCLA was being talked about. So, yeah, Washington kind of snuck through.
They just kept winning and playing and winning and winning. And
then
they ended up eight. Congrats to them, man.
To ANSU. And it just cost them everything.
Well, and I think I saw today that Pac-12 were tied for the most from one conference, right, in the top 25?
I don't know. I didn't see it. Wouldn't surprise me.
Well, yeah, we've got five or six
teams. Okay, so we'll go from there. But Ute fans, top 10. Rose Bowl, top 10. See, this is where you get to a point where you think this is the normal.
Yeah.
No. We have won the last three seasons, 11 wins, 10 wins, 10 wins.
Oh.
Programs don't just do that. Like that, this is something special. So enjoy it. A top 10 finish. You're right, though. Like, we get so spoiled that it's like, this isn't. I mean, we read the comments last week where it was like, you don't play the next year to be just as. It's like, not everybody can do this.
Yeah.
I mean, there's programs every year that win 10 games, and the next year they win four. So
then you've got Florida State at 11, USC. Clemson, Kansas State, Oregon at 15, LSU 16, Oregon State 17, Notre Dame 18, Troy at 19. What?
Who's Troy? Who's that?
Mississippi State 20, UCLA 21.
And I'm so a little surprised UCLA is still ranked after you lose to Pitt. Come on. And Oregon at 15? Is that where they're ranked? 15?
Yeah.
Yep. Seems a little low to me, but hey.
Hey, I don't know. I bet you look at the other teams, though. It's, I don't know. Honestly, when I look at that,
man,
I nitpick it a little bit, but overall, it makes sense. And the Pac-12 ended up with some good representation. And but
which is great.
Half the freaking awesome. Conference is in the top 25.
Uh-huh. But you look at the top, okay, the top 10, Georgia, SEC, TCU, Big 12, Michigan, Big 10, Ohio State, Big 10, Alabama, SEC, Tennessee, SEC, Penn State, Big 10, Washington, Pac-12, Tulane. I don't know.
Are they AAC?
I don't know.
Sorry, Utah Pac-12.
Now I got to look it up because someone in the comments.
Someone's going to rip, how do you rip not me. Know what sorry, Tulane I didn't realize it.
Never watched
I don't follow
Tulane. I'm sorry.
You don't have Tulane DVR'd every single time?
I do not. I will admit. It's shameful.
Now I'm looking it up.
Look it up. Look it up. Anything else you want to say on that?
I was right. AAC. Good for me.
Yay.
AAC?
Yeah.
Atlantic?
The American Athletic Conference.
That's right.
Called Gary. How do you not know that?
I'm going to get ripped.
It's Gary. Gary's the one
I'm going to get ripped.
Yes, you are.
Idiot.
All right.
Hey, anything else on that? Top 25 stuff?
No.
No.
All right. Before we move into some of the Utah news, I was thinking about this. And this will be interesting to our viewers and listeners. I'm sure they'll want to chirp in on this. Quarterbacks, college quarterbacks, which ones do you think are going to make it in the NFL? Now, what do I mean by that? Obviously, number one, are they going to be a star? Or are they going to and make an impact in the NFL? I mean, some guys are going to make rosters.
Yeah.
But are some guys going to be winners in the NFL?
Okay.
But before you, and then I'll list some names
okay.
of the quarterbacks. But let me ask this. What is the average size, height, and weight of an NFL quarterback? You think?
I can't cheat.
6'3", 212.
I'm going to say 6'1". I don't know.
Yeah, but this matters, though. It's interesting. Okay, it is 6'3".
6'3".
225.
That's a big fella.
Okay.
225?
225. I looked at a couple different things, so realize this now. NFL quarterbacks average 6'3", and 225.
That's why I didn't make it to the NFL.
That is... Those are big guys.
The only reason.
Terrible genetics.
Those are big guys.
Also, I never actually played football, so.
6'3", 220. That's just the average.
So that's the quarterback size. That's the typical NFL QB. Now, I looked up, and you tell me what these guys have in common. Okay, so we're going to get back to, are these college QBs going to make it in the NFL?
I feel like I'm in school again, Gary.
I'm just laying this out. And here is NFL quarterbacks with the most Super Bowl wins of all time. Okay, so
Thomas James.
So basically,
Brady.
Though, what it's just giving you is the top.
I don't know if that's
top quarterbacks in the NFL. Of course, Brady, Montana, Terry Bradshaw, Troy Aikman, Eli Manning, Peyton Manning, Ben Roethlisberger, Pennsylvania. John Elway, Jim Plunkett, Bob Greasy, Roger Staubach, Bart Starr. Just those guys.
What do they have in common?
What do they have in common?
They're all quarterbacks.
Ooh.
So, no.
They're taller than 6'3".
No.
No.
Oh. I don't know.
See, I feel like I'm in school again.
This what are you? Jeez. Uncomfortable in my heart.
No,
I hate this.
They are... All, generally speaking, pocket passing quarterbacks.
That's a really good point.
Think he's made his point. Think about it now.
Yeah, they don't rush around.
Every one of those guys. Now, were they elusive?
The ability to. Maybe
some of them. Brady has never been good at that.
Neither Manning can run.
But John Elway, he wasn't a runner, but he could.
I hate Roethlisberger, too.
Okay. But think about how these guys with the most Super Bowl rings, how they play.
They're mainly
pocket quarterbacks. They don't run. Think of Joe Namath.
Yeah.
Johnny Unitas. Overrated.
Joe Namath is the most overrated quarterback in NFL history.
Stabler, dude, the greatest quarterback in the history of the NFL. Kenny Stabler.
Kenny Stabler.
The snake, baby.
The snake.
He'd read his playbook by the light of the jukebox. That's what he said.
Okay.
There you go. Let's go.
So there they are. Now, prototypical, what a NFL QB, Hooker out of Tennessee. We've watched him play.
Haven't seen enough of him. I mean, he's an incredible quarterback.
So you're asking if he...
Do you think he's going to make the NFL and play?
I don't think he's going to be a star. I think he'll have a career, but I don't see him being Josh Allen in 4 years, no.
Yeah, I think he'll make it. I think he probably runs around too much.
I can see him being
Hooker,
like
I don't think he does.
He doesn't?
Uh-uh.
I can see him being like a Teddy Bridgewater kind of person.
I don't know. I think he has a shot. He's 6'4", 218 right now.
It's light. Put on some weight.
He puts a little weight on. I mean, but they're young guys. He's a senior, but anyway, he's close to the size.
Yeah.
He's very
And
cute.
He is not a running quarterback. He's a throwing quarterback. He's got a good
I've got to look that up now.
Okay, he's got a good arm.
Okay. Is he cute?
He's cute.
All right. I'll take your word for it.
Hendon.
CJ Stroud.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's going to be successful.
CJ Stroud, I think, will be a good quarterback. I think he'll be in the NFL, but I think he'll start and be a good quarterback.
I think, personally, I think
he can throw the freaking ball.
I think he's the best QB coming out of this draft.
How big do you think he is?
I mean, when he played us, he was like 8'4".
No, sir, when you look at it, what do you think? Like.
I think he's smaller than the prototypical. What is he, 6'2"?
6'3", 218.
No, so he's actually 6'2", because they're lying.
Whatever. I'm just...
Hey, you can spin
it.
He's thinner.
He is thinner.
Yeah.
So if he can put weight on, but his size... See, that's the thing. The size is you can see downfield.
He's not a runner.
He's not a runner. He's a pocket dude and can hum it.
Dear Raiders.
So I think CJ Stroud...
Please.
I wouldn't even look it up. Bo Nix. No. I don't think he won't. I don't even know if he'll make a team as a quarterback.
He will. He impressed me this year.
I think he'll make a team.
But the NFL is a different animal.
It is.
He's 6'2", 213.
Oh, he's coming back next year, so.
Yeah.
Which sucks.
We'll see. But, okay, here's the big one.
I know this one.
Here's the big one. We understand that Caleb Williams has another year before he goes out.
Mr. Heisman.
Oh, this isn't who I expected.
We're going with Caleb Williams first. So, SC and everybody else. Is Caleb Williams going to make it?
Absolutely, he's going to make it.
In the NFL?
Yeah. Without hesitation. Are you kidding me? I watched him twice in person just going, I'm watching an NFL quarterback just dial it up. Especially that first game.
But he does run around a lot.
He does.
And according to Gary's lesson, which he gave us earlier in this episode,
he doesn't need to run around.
No.
He can throw for 595 yards.
But he's going to have to then kind of break that habit.
Yeah, he's going to have to rein it in.
So, but I, even with all of that said, yes, it pains me to say, of course he's going to be successful.
As long
NFL.
As he doesn't have to go up against Morgan Scalley's defense, he will be successful.
He'll be just fine.
Gary,
okay.
What say you?
Do you disagree?
Caleb Williams is 6'1", 215.
Wow, he's shorter than I expected. He wears lifts in his shoes, though.
Okay. Happening. I don't think he's gonna be the guy. I don't think he's now. I think he'll get his shot at it. I'm talking about a long term successful QB in the NFL. I mean, who knows?
I mean, how are we measuring this by this measure?
Okay,
of success?
Will he make the NFL? Absolutely. But Kyler Murray,
okay, but he's like 5'4".
Kyler Murray is 5'10", 207,
and he runs.
He runs around
5'10".
Dang,
Caleb Williams runs around. He's not a pocket thrower.
But
he has the capability of doing it.
Maybe. We're going to find out. Not see, here you've got, I don't think he's going to end up being unless he changes and becomes a pocket passer.
But here's, I will say this. Playing on USC, he's got the most talent on the field every single play, right? Like when you're playing against Utah, Oregon State, whatever it is, USC, as far as stars go, they've got the most talent. So, I mean, look at what he did to us in the Pac-12 championship game. Every play was a huge play. In the NFL, that doesn't happen. So, but I still, after watching him, yeah, I think he's going to be successful. I think he'll be very, very good.
Well, I mean, if we say successful like Kyler Murray, because that guy, the Arizona Cardinals were stupid to sign that guy to so much money.
Well, and their coach just got canned because of it.
Because Kyler Murray is no good. He can run around. He can make spectacular plays, but he's too small.
Yeah.
But he's been in the league for a while. How long has he been in?
Work like in the NFL.
3 years?
No, he'll...
Jamar...
Or Jackson for the Ravens. Same thing.
Baker, he's small. He's like 6'1 or something. I'm just saying, all these guys that come out of Lincoln Riley offense in college, yeah, that offense is great for college. Mm. I'm just saying, when you go into the NFL, I think you have to be, number one, a pocket thrower. And typically, in today's game, they're 6'3", 225. Joe Burrow, lighten it up. Herbert, his size. Do you know big, and I forgot, how big is freaking Buffalo?
Josh Allen.
Yeah, Josh Allen. The guy's like 6'5", 240.
And he fits in Buffalo because he can throw the ball in crappy weather, too. So yeah, he's huge.
And so you go down the list, and the guys who are, I think you're going to be successful long term. That's all I'm saying. So I have a disagreement
with
Caleb.
Prediction,
okay, here's
Gary.
One that blows my mind. And some people are going to get mad. I don't care. So I'm on like Yahoo and they're ranking the quarterbacks, right? So they've got Bryce Young, number one out of Alabama. I'm a little bullish on him. I don't know. CJ Stroud, number two. Guess who their number three ranked quarterback is right now?
For what? College?
Go into the draft?
Go in the NFL.
Who?
Okay.
Anthony Richardson. From Florida.
What?
He's a big dude. And I'm sitting here going...
He ran around a lot too, though.
That's all he does. I think they went like 4 games into the year before they threw a touchdown pass. Look, I get it. He beat us. Okay, I don't care. He is not a quarterback. He's not a quarterback. He's an athlete that can run.
Okay, wow. But that with him, it's the same thing. If he's a project...
He's more than a project.
He only played this season. This is his first year.
I know.
As a starter. So all his skills that he has, it's whether he can get into a system and he can become the typical NFL quarterback because he has the size. Well, you don't know.
I do.
Whatever. Bryce Young is 6 feet.
Yeah, he's too small
184.
For me.
So he's not very big.
Thin. Yeah. 184?
184.
Jeez.
So unless he can grow, unless he grows.
Well, he can't grow, but he can put weight on.
Grow spurt at 24.
Under the 30 pounds and grow about 4 inches?
No, but.
He's incredibly talented.
He's talented, but you're going, NFL is a.
It's a different animal.
New level. And I'm just, you know.
Bryce Young's the one that I'm very curious to see because I don't think he's going to be. A star. I don't think he's going to be overly successful. He'll have a long career.
A couple of others.
Interesting.
No, I don't want to. Stetson Bennett.
No. Isn't his name Bennett Stenson?
He's not. Sorry.
Stetson.
I know George. He's not going to be the star NFL quarterback.
Oh.
Isn't going to happen.
He plays
DTR.
Oh, I can't wait to watch him get
blown
up. Gosh,
absolutely not. What is his stats?
How tall is he? He's 6'1".
He's skinny.
128 pounds.
He's 6'1", 205.
No way.
He's not.
There's no way.
No, he is not.
105.
He's like 165, I bet.
10X.
Oh.
When he goes, that's that one will be fun to watch.
So Penix is 6'3", 214. He's got an arm. I think that guy has potential.
He's got a really big arm. And it fits Washington really well. I mean, if you watch Washington, they throw the ball deep every other play. It's fascinating. So I'm excited to see him in the NFL.
I think he's got a shot at being good in the NFL for those reasons. Anybody else I'm missing that you're...
Also, he's coming back next year, too, to the Pac-12.
Call the Pac-12 next year. We'll talk all about it.
Okay,
as it gets
I'm
going to
ask you this. Then we can move on. Cam. Talking NFL.
Right now? No. I felt that way even before the injury. I just don't think he's ready yet.
Yeah, I can't. I mean.
Yeah, I'm not talking injury. You have to talk about his abilities before injury.
No. I mean, we talked about it in that we've, even before the news of him coming back, we said we really feel like he could use another year. And I fully believe that. So I hope that the upcoming year he can develop some more because I don't see it happening for him right now.
Right now.
No.
Right now, he's an undrafted kind of late kind of a guy. Hopefully.
He needs some improvement. But how big is he?
He's a big fella.
He's thick boy. Gary.
Yeah, but I don't know.
He was right there. 9.
Cam Rising.
He's
6'2", 218.
Yeah, so, I mean, as far as build, he's right there.
He's right there.
Huh? Surprisingly.
Look at the smile on her face.
No, that seems
Cam
low
Rising,
6'2",
218, and
why
his
are
big
you
smile
blushing?
On her face.
That seems low to me, doesn't it? I feel like he's heavier than that.
It's two things. It's one, his helmet is this big. It's enormous. And he wears like so many pads.
Maybe that's it.
That he looks huge.
It's his thighs, though.
And his freaking butt.
I don't look at those.
You should. Okay. Look at his butt.
I'm just saying.
All right, we're moving on.
When he runs, top notch.
So we have.
Oh, I'm pathetic.
Go ahead, man. We got players coming back. Who do we got?
Big news.
This was a great week. Yesterday was a fantastic day.
They did that on purpose, all of you Utah
you
players.
Sneakies.
You waited. Well, okay, so Sunday night, Yasmin announced, and I apologize if I miss any because I feel like there was so many. Yasmin announced he's coming back, and then Monday morning, Keithy.
That was big one.
Keithy, and then Vele announced, and then Mr. Thick Boy himself. Cam Rising's coming back. Oh, Jesse knows. It's fine.
It was Lloyd, and now it's...
Oh, Lloyd. No one will compare to Devin Lloyd. Anyways, Keithy, Vele, Rising, Yasmin.
Those are kind of...
Those were the big ones.
Offensively, it's huge.
Back. Offensively, it's huge, because our whole defense, other than Phillips, is coming back.
Yeah, I don't think... We're not losing a ton.
Gabe Reed. Fillinger should be back from his injury, I think.
Yeah, Solomon Enos, he is gone, so we will lose him. And then Dixon's a senior, so he's gone. So to get those guys
lost our
back,
center and our...
Yeah, offensive line, we lost two guys.
Yeah.
But to get those dudes back...
Getting those skilled people back?
It's huge. It's huge.
It should be.
Now, yeah.
We don't know the state of the injuries. They have not said a word, so we don't know. So
they're not going to say. By the way, people who are like, well, what's going on? They're not going to say. So don't expect any updates. We're not going to get any updates.
I mean, I know.
It's exciting. What I do hope, and someone made comment on this on Facebook, I think it was. The backup.
Nate Johnson.
Nate Johnson. Hopefully he doesn't.
Did you see the video of him running?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
God.
Can you imagine if you slipped or tripped on that thing? You'd be flying backwards off that
treadmill.
He was running 22 miles an hour or something like that.
Yeah. Like 25 on a treadmill.
I think my max is like 8. And then my hamstring
he was
explodes.
Rolling.
I mean, I sure hope he doesn't leave.
Don't leave.
As you can
he's
see,
not gonna leave.
I don't think he's going to either. People are like, he's going to leave now. I don't think he's going to because you see how quickly things turn, and then you can be the guy. And if you get a chance to spend another year around a veteran quarterback.
And he's going to come back, and he's going to be the number two guy. Let's just face it. He's going
to
be number two.
He has to be.
He has to be. And... If Cam's injury is significant, he's going to get every single rep all of spring ball. So he's going to get all those reps. And then you're right. We as we have seen as Utah fans, it's one snap, you're in the game.
You should stay. So, I mean, it's positive. You never know.
He better stay.
I don't know who's we're going to get. Oh, we got a kicker. We got
the Colorado guy.
I don't know anything about him.
Dion,
I'm sorry.
Kicked him out.
Pack your bags. Get out of here.
I'm bringing my own luggage.
My own kickers.
We don't need kickers.
Keithy was very exciting because I think it had been a foregone conclusion that this was going to be his last year. Of course, he gets injured and has to sit out the rest of the season, which was devastating for him and for all of us. So I don't know when it switched for him, but
honestly, all of that, out of all the guys, the four guys, he's the one that surprised me. But it was. It's the injury. Come
Vele,
back.
Vele, too, because Vele was basically like, I'm done.
He said he was out.
Yeah, but you get you say that, and then you get the grade back from the NFL, and the NFL's like, yeah, you're a free agent.
Yeah, we don't know you because you're injury, so we're not. You're not going
to be. Sorry. You can come in here and try to work through it, or you can stay in college and get an NIL deal.
And make more money.
And make more money and be the freaking man on the University of Utah football
Which
team.
Which he will. He was. He's...
Good for him.
That's what's happening.
Dude, we got
now.
A number one receiver now.
Yeah.
Legit.
We got some dudes coming in, too. So very, 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 very exciting.
All right. Anything else? And then, of course, the portal and recruits. You know, who knows from year to year, but
it's good.
Looks good. Hate to see a few guys go. We talked about that already. Don't need to talk about it, but it's positive we get these guys back.
It's huge.
Especially when the Pac-12 is going to be loaded.
Pac-12 is scary. Our schedule next year is terrifying. Oh, we'll talk about
it. We'll talk about that. I was looking at it
this
today.
This isn't the episode,
going,
but holy cow.
I'm glad these guys are coming back.
Yeah, exactly.
Same.
All right.
Okay, are we doing our awards? Sorry.
Me sick.
God, quit smoking.
Don't say that.
Quit.
People don't know if you're joking.
He's not joking.
Okay.
It's the filterless cigarettes, those Camels. Quit smoking those things.
This is our tradition. It's the end of the season, so we have to give our end of year awards.
It's the episode you wait all year for.
Ooh, a tease. But feel free in the comments to leave your choices. Okay, we're going to start off with...
Brynn will control this.
The biggest surprise of the season.
Don't cheat, you cheaters.
I'm not cheating. What do you mean cheating?
Wow, look
I can't
at those things.
Steal your answer.
I burn ants with those. Give me it.
He needs those so he can read
my
his answer.
My phone is enormous right now.
James, you go first. Who's your biggest surprise? Or what's your biggest surprise?
Biggest surprise was Jaquindon Jackson. I was shocked how well he played at running back. That blew my mind.
It's a good one.
Yeah, it's the one.
You stole my answer. Jaquindon Jackson. Absolutely biggest surprise. No one saw that coming. That he was third string quarterback and then suddenly running back. And not just running back, but a dominant running back and is going to be our starter next year. So he's my biggest surprise.
Well, my biggest surprise, you just asked me, though, what was the biggest surprise this season? So if I take when I take it in context.
You interpret it however you want.
The biggest surprise for me was that we made it to the Pac-12 championship game.
Yeah.
Up front, I didn't. When we began the season... No, I thought we would get there or had a really good shot, but as it played out and we had to have all those things come into play.
Yeah, at like week 10?
I'm going, yeah,
after
we're
we
done.
Lost to Oregon, it was
we're
over.
Done.
Yeah.
So my biggest surprise is all that happened.
Okay, I'll give you that one.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, biggest disappointment, Gary?
My greatest disappointment was the loss of all our key players. I get it that every team has injuries and issues. But when you lose Cam for half the season, he wasn't himself, gets knocked out of the Rose Bowl. Yeah. We lost both, just not tight ends, but our leading receivers.
Best
and
tight ends in the country.
All America top tight ends gone. And then we lose our running back, not from injury, to other issues, Thomas. We don't have him essentially all season. Those weapons, to me, not having them, that was the biggest disappointment.
But then we lost our other two running backs also. Curry and Glover both went out.
Oh, yeah. Curry went out. For the Glover season. Got hurt a bit. Jaquinen hurt his shoulder for a game or two. I'm just saying, key offensive players. Yeah. So that was my biggest disappointment. I you know, how about just half of them?
Not all of them.
Not all of them.
My biggest disappointment was Tavion Thomas. And I hate saying that, but...
Yep.
And whatever went on with him, rumors and such, he did not perform like what we were expecting him to do. Based on the year he had last year to this year, it was a huge disappointment. And him leaving the team and all of that, or declaring for the draft, he was the biggest disappointment for me.
Oh, Cam's injury in the Rose Bowl. Dagger. It's impossible to know, but dang, it would have been a good game. It's a whole different game with your starter in there.
And that was disappointing.
I understand that the statistics, I had people coming at us being like, he only had 95 yards. Okay, the game was a one-score game, right?
Yeah, like, I got some of those
he
comments.
Is the offense for Utah. Everything runs through him. So when he went down, that crushed me.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to start with the negative this time. What was your worst in-game experience?
We're all agreement.
I think that we all probably will agree, but
it was Florida.
Florida.
It was Florida.
Done. I mean, we've talked about
it. If you want, go to the first game podcast against Florida and you'll get what happened.
Not because we lost.
No.
It was
the fan experience.
The fan experience. We all.
I loved being there, but.
Yeah, we all are in agreement with
not
that.
Not even close.
Okay. Then what was your best in-game experience? I'll go first with this one. It was when we beat USC at home and the two-point conversion and that place just went insane. And just the way that whole game went.
Yeah.
I mean, it was so top-heavy USC and then we came back and then the two-point conversion. That was extreme. That was fun. That was my best one. James?
Same. I went back and forth between the two USC games.
Yeah.
But that home, because you're right. I mean, we're on the cusp of getting blown out, and I'm sitting there thinking this is because I work with freaking USC fans. I'm going, work's gonna suck. I'm gonna work from home on Monday, and then just the swing back, and then the 2-point conversion. That specifically, that moment in time. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like you, I went back and forth, but I went with the championship game. Yeah, it could have gone either way. It was just because it was the championship game, and likewise, we were down 17-3. And then that in the second half, just those multiple big plays and the energy that took place, fantastic experience.
Yeah.
Oh, and
you see what happened?
It'll never get old.
My favorite drop of all time.
Okay, your worst play of the year.
Did we miss?
Well, I'm kind of going out of order here.
Oh, we're starting with worst play of the year.
Your worst play, because I want to get the negative out of the
okay.
Your worst play of the year.
Was the pick in the end zone in Florida game, right off the top. That we score there, we win. I mean, that sets in motion some different things for us. So to me, that was it.
You stole mine. That was mine. Oh, we're all
I think that's...
It was easy, too, because I'm thinking, okay.
Yeah.
I started with, okay, Florida pick in the end zone. All right, that's it.
Yeah, I went through. I mean, I did go back and forth with the play against UCLA where.
Oh, the out-of-bounds
play.
Out-of-bounds.
We had to score. We had some momentum. We'd been chasing, but we had the momentum. We were only down a score. Third down, we'd stopped him. Out-of-bounds, we hit him. They go down and score after that.
Yeah.
But. Florida's number one.
I agree. I mean, just the way to start the season.
Won that thing.
Should have won that thing.
It would have been, who knows, but just the momentum shift.
Now we're
going to
blow out Florida by 24 at home next year.
Brenda.
Hey, respect
September.
Florida fans are already on Twitter going nuts, and it's, I'm.
I know.
I respect it. I respect it.
Right on.
Come to the tailgate.
Yeah. Okay, then your best play of the year. Gary, go ahead.
Again?
I'll go.
Okay, James, go.
So it was down to two for me.
I know it's hard to choose.
But my best play of the year was the Money Parks touchdown in the Pac-12 championship game. That
was so pretty.
I'm getting chills. That play.
That was sweet. Coming right at us.
Right at us. And third and 19 breaks a bunch. And just his speed.
And he's small.
He's a little dude just flying. So yeah, that was my favorite play.
Best play.
Best play. Best play.
Mine is the RJ Hubert interception in the championship game because...
That was a good one.
It was still close. USC was driving. And then when he picked that off, it was just
like,
sealed the deal. I collapsed into the stands.
Pandemonium.
It was right in front of us, too. That was my best one. It was hard to choose, though.
There's a bunch of those, but... So I'll go with the Yasmin touchdown
when he throws the
guy and he's running and the guy just throws him down like a little freaking yappy dog to the ground and goes into the end zone.
Honorable mention though, Cam's 2-point conversion. Had to throw that up there because
I was actually, and then the other is the Clark Phillips three-pick game against Oregon State. Touchdown.
Washington
on one.
State.
No, it was Oregon State.
It was Oregon State. You're right.
There's so many.
I apologize.
There's so many to choose from.
Yeah, yeah okay. There was a lot.
Let's see then. Which one do we want to go to? Okay, what was your worst dollar spent this year? I'll go first. The concessions at the Rose Bowl were just horrible. And to feed my little family of five cost $130.
That's wild.
For like cardboard pizza and a couple of sodas. So that was my worst dollar spent this year. Gary.
Yeah, it was the hot dog I had at the Rose Bowl. That was a mistake.
Was it not good?
I don't know. I was hungry, so it sort of tasted good.
But it was $14.
But, you know, it was 100 years old, probably.
Yeah, it was $75.
And, I mean, the first one I got, they had burned it. So I opened it up, and charcoaled. No.
Took it back.
Had this one, ate it, and that was the worst money spent.
That's because you hopped yourself up on Red Bulls the rest of the night.
Yeah, so. How you doing, by the way?
I'm still twitching a bit, but I'm okay.
Your worst dollar spent.
I don't have one.
I know. One is hard.
I didn't eat at the Rose Bowl, so I don't have that one.
You don't have a worst thing?
A worst dollar spent. No, I mean.
You didn't buy anything crappy this year?
No, last year I bought a craptastic hat I never wore and threw it away. I'm still mad I did that. $10. $10. I'm still pissed off about it.
All right.
Okay, well, if you think of one, you can chime back in.
I was hoping one of yours would spur it, but I didn't eat crap.
Yeah, you didn't eat any of this stuff there. Okay, your best dollar spent, Gary.
It's actually the same as it was last year. It's my season tickets. I love it. You know, they go up every year, and it has gone up significantly.
Yes, it did.
It did, but you know what? Best money spent. Those days in Rice Eccles, those nights at Rice Eccles.
Oh, the night
The
games.
Energy, the excitement. Even with Spitter and Loud Clapper and Coach behind us. And the other idiots.
The idiot morons. We don't have names for them yet.
It's still fun. I love it.
James.
Pac-12 championship game. My incredible spouse let me go. And
yeah, I tell you what.
Is something. Shout out to the wife.
I'm sure you're paying for it. It's one way or the other.
Worth it, though. But no, it was Pac-12 championship game.
That's mine, too.
Spending the money to go. I mean, look, I get it. It's hard for some people. It's not in the cards. I understand. But if you ever get a chance, man, it's an atmosphere. It's a blast.
Well, and both times we've gone, we've won. So that's made it.
It doesn't hurt.
That's made it more fun. But that was my
But, too. Yeah, you say that. But we lost Florida. I do not regret going. I mean,
Rose Bowl, too.
Rose Bowl, same thing. I don't regret going. Obviously, I want to win. But the experience, the adventures. So, yeah.
All right. The worst game of the year.
This one's a little tricky for me.
Dun, 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 dun. I'll go UCLA.
That one was on my list, obviously.
Just, it was kind of the beginning, mid-season Pac-12 play. We just played horribly. Yeah. And I get it. They were undefeated. They were on a roll, all of that stuff. But we played horribly. I don't know. That's my worst game. James.
Rose Bowl.
Oh,
I thought we were going to win. I was very confident. I thought we were going to win. The game was progressing exactly as I expected it to. And then it just took such a hard turn that the second half wasn't even enjoyable. I mean, it was such a beatdown that it just sucked. And then it started to rain. And I'm just going, are you effing kidding me? I'm at the Rose Bowl. Where's the damn sun?
That was the coldest I've ever been in Southern California.
Shaking. And I'm like, this is stupid. And I'm watching Bryson Barnes, you know, do his very best. But that, for me, that was the worst.
You?
The Oregon game. Mm, yeah. So much riding on that game. And I thought we were better than that.
Turns out nothing was riding on that game, actually.
Yeah well. Well. I can't believe it still that there wasn't. But honestly, I thought it was over. But with so much riding on it, and we looked like that, that was, to me, the worst game. Yeah.
Best game. Gary, you go first.
Well, I don't know. I honestly...
Best game of the year.
It's either one of the SC games.
Mm-hmm. Gotta pick one.
I'll take the championship game because it was championship. And those guys were going... to the playoffs if they beat us. And everybody on earth was picking USC, and all they would talk about is USC and Lincoln Riley and Fingernail Boy and everything else.
It's true.
That's mine. Championship game for all the reasons you just said, because nobody picked Utah. Nobody believed we could even hang
and
with
them. And we killed them.
Everyone thought it was going to be 65-7. And wait, who won that game? Oh, Utah did.
I think for me, obviously, those are the two choices. I'll go with the other one. I'll go with the home game just because the electricity within Rice-Eccles.
Yeah, that was amazing.
I mean, October night game.
It's beautiful.
Hand-painted helmets, blackout, two-point conversion. You beat the Caleb Williams. I mean, it was just
it was great.
Everything. It was unbelievable.
That's true.
You see ya. So, what happened?
So that one for me. But yeah, the freaking championship game.
Tell boys were all...
Yeah, the Cowboys.
Cowboys, yeah.
Caleb crying, walking off the field. Blaming the refs.
Yeah, but see,
beautiful.
The championship game when Kafusi's over there doing the towel dance. Oh, it was a thing of beauty. Yeah. Okay. The best uniform combo of the year. And I'm going to give a shout out to Cole Bagley because he put all of these together on a list.
I didn't see that.
Fan Nation All Utes.
And so it made it really easy.
He ranked them himself. But
I didn't see his ranking.
Oh, yeah. He ranked what he thought.
Was the best?
Like, he ranked every uniform that we've worn this whole season.
That's cool.
So it made it a little easy for me. But, all right, James, you go.
So, for me, it was tricky. It was hard. And
it is hard to choose.
I didn't honestly love... Because usually it's like the outlier uniform, right? The USS Salt Lake City or the Ultra Throwback. So those are my favorite. I went with just the all reds. That we play. I think it was San Diego State. This helmet, red. That
was
for
it
me,
an SUU?
SUU. It's just beautiful. And we only wore all reds once time all year. That's not enough.
I know. It did shock me.
I wear them 3-4 times. I like mixing it up, but man, that's our team. So for me, I went all reds.
I couldn't decide between two. For me, it's the candy apple helmet.
Always.
I actually really liked when we wore the all black with then the candy apple. We wore it against Stanford.
That was a good one.
It's my second.
Because it really made the helmet just like pop. So I'll say that's mine, and then you can say yours.
Yeah, so I'm with James. I like the all red. It's all red, and unfortunately, we only did that during that SUU game, game.
Yeah.
Didn't mean anything. I wish we would have done that more. But, you know, I liked some of the other ones. I just like the all red. Now, the all black with the red helmet, yeah, that was my second.
Supposedly, they did want to wear the all reds for Rose Bowl, but they couldn't get the red pants. I don't know.
That's the rumor.
Blah, blah, blah. But... we need to wear the all reds more.
All right, winding down.
Okay. Coach of the year, with the caveat that, of course, Kyle Whittingham.
I'm going against that caveat.
You're picking Coach Witt. Of course you are.
Just pick one of the other coaches.
Because that would be phony.
We talked about this before the
coach
before
of the
episode.
Year. So second place coach then in your eyes. Because, of course, it's Kyle Whittingham.
Okay, I'll go with Ludwig.
Okay. Okay.
The offensive coordinator. That's on Falcon.
No, and I'll say why. It's for the reasons I said earlier, the adaptation that he had to do with all the injuries on offense.
Yes.
And still make it happen.
That's true.
That takes some effort. So I'll give it to him.
Okay. Again. Of course, it's Kyle Whittingham, but we got to give some of these other guys some love. Mine's Morgan Scally because...
Okay, wait a minute. We agree it's not going to be Coach Whittingham, so you both take other Utah coaches?
Well, that's what it was.
It's Utah coach of the year.
I was thinking like outside of Utah.
No.
You guys are...
No.
See, he doesn't know.
You interpreted it differently.
It's all Utah stuff and we're going outside?
No, it's all... So it's your Utah coach.
Okay,
one of
I've
the
got
coaches
one.
From the Utah coaches.
Look at that.
Morgan Scally... And yes,
that's
I know
one,
that
though.
Defensively some some of the games weren't the greatest, but he
Screamer
took
Screamer and Spitter.
This extremely
Screamer,
young
that hurt my throat.
Extremely young defense. And the games he called against USC, I mean, come on. Morgan Scally.
Fred Whittingham.
Yeah.
Tight ends coach. It's good. He's the National Titans Coach of the Year.
Did he win it?
Yeah. And I'll be...
Really?
I will be...
He did win. Yeah.
I didn't know that. Yeah. So he deserves it, man.
Okay, I'll be really honest. When they hired him, I was like, are you freaking kidding me?
Well,
I was like, his last name's Winningham. That's the only reason he got the job. But
Well, it is.
He's got all the way down to Yasmin. I mean,
look what he's done with the tight ends.
We have the best tight end room in the freaking country, arguably. So, Fred Winningham. All right.
Okay, player of the year, James.
This is easy.
Well, go ahead.
I think we'll all agree. It's Kincaid.
That's mine.
Even injured.
So it was between Kincaid and Phillips. That was the only reason I had hesitation. And then Kincaid gets my vote.
Kincaid, just because what you talked about, I mean, it was Keithy and Kincaid, and they had everything drawn up, so the two of them knew their assignments, knew everything, and then Keithy goes out, and suddenly Kincaid has to be the guy, man, did he become the guy, and then he gets injured, and he still has to play. I mean, the dude just is
Kincaid. I mean, I get it with Phillips.
Yeah.
But just and Phillips, massive impact, no doubt. No doubt. All-America, first... All that stuff, but man, Kincaid. Anyway,
yeah.
All and right. Finally,
the last award.
I think this is going to be unanimous. A pick.
It's unanimous.
No,
isn't it?
I went out of the box on this one. It is Jackass of the Year.
This is the Jack of the Year.
Okay, well, we'll let her go last because she's got suspension.
I did. I went out of the box.
It's DTR.
DTR.
He's the Jack of the Year. He won it like three times.
He is the king of the jackasses.
Oh God!
The fact that Bryn went
out of it?
Well,
she hates him more than I do.
I know. I do hate it. We gave him week last year.
But this
or
is
last
the year.
Week, I know. Oh, this is the year. Mine is...
Oh, no. Oh, I'm going to sit back for this.
Mine one. Is Larry Scott, and I'm going to tell you why. Because of the way he ruined the Pac-12 conference and put us in such a horrible position nationally that USC and UCLA had to leave the conference because we were in such a horrible spot. That's all on Larry Scott. And the way that whole thing played out, if he had done his job better and kept the Pac-12 where it needed to be, I don't think all this other stuff would have happened. Now, is it going to end up being a good thing? Who knows?
No.
Who knows? We got to look at the positive side. But I'm going to say Larry Scott because you set us up for failure.
That's good. That's out of the box, but I accept it.
But of course, DTR.
Okay. But all the Penn State and people, we agree. We should be in the Big Ten. There was a bunch of comments. Yeah, please.
We'd love it.
But I am very excited.
Okay, those
watch.
Are our awards.
So yeah.
Let us know how you disagree with
you
us.
You want to do comments or not? We're running.
No,
close.
Let's call it. There were no bad. Is there one that you really want to single out?
There's some nice stuff.
Well, it's nice. I do want to say one of my favorite things about playing Rose Bowl the last 2 years has been now our allegiance with Ohio State and Penn State.
Yeah.
It's been really awesome to kind of get to know you fans.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, I mean, how would we ever connect with each other? But we've had some really nice Penn State fans.
I know, it's pissing me off because I want to hate you guys, but you're all very nice.
Why?
Because they beat us. And I want to hate them,
but
and
it was
I can't.
It was the same as last year with Ohio State. It's been really nice to now have it's that true. Back and forth. And hey, I'll cheer
I'll
for you
I'll just read
next
some quick.
Year. Yeah, read some quick ones.
This is from Sean Bryce. I'm from Pennsylvania, but I could listen to you three all the time.
Well, do it.
Do it.
Yeah, please do.
Nothing's stopping you. You could also
very
give
funny,
us your money.
Very introspective, very enthusiastic, and seemed very nice. Yes.
Gary Fronts.
Had Rising State in the game, I believe that game would have been a toss-up. Best of luck. Thank you for that, because we've had it.
Yeah.
Thank you. This is from a USC guy. Big Bumbo, 22.
That's a great name.
Hey, Big Bumbo.
No, Big Bum.
And he's trying to Bumbo. Mock us.
Because he said,
Utah, what happened? And I'm thinking, okay. Big Bumbo, yeah, we lost. But did you lose to Tulane?
I know. It doesn't work when you lose
you
two.
Lose to Tulane. Yeah. You lost to Tulane.
Although we've been mocking them pretty heavily.
And we beat you twice.
Oh, but we beat them.
See ya. What happened?
That's for you, Big Bumbo.
His comment, to be fair, his comment did make me laugh. So good job, Big Bumbo.
So
good effort.
Job.
Good effort.
Good job.
This is Flush Jackson. I have to shout out Flush.
Our Oregon guy.
He has been with us all year.
As he should. They're
amazing. These three do an amazing job. Aww. I've respected Utah's program from when they entered the PAC. This is the first year and the first time I've ever tuned into any other program's podcast content. If you're a college football fan, you will love this podcast.
That's so nice.
It is, man. It's pretty genuine experience, and the back and forth ribbing is just a hell of a lot of fun.
Hey, Flush, come to Rice-Eccles next year. Come see Oregon. Doesn't Oregon play Rice-Eccles?
I haven't looked.
They do.
I don't know. It's 9 months away.
I know.
I haven't thought about that. But thanks, Flush. But I will say this. A shout out to Flush. He said, Georgia is going to murder TCU. My prediction from preseason will remain true. Boom.
Wow, you were right.
Yeah, I mean.
Flush hit it. Wow. This is from W Texas Mike. If you remember, he ranked us like 9.5 stars. And we said, well, how do we get 10?
Oh, okay.
He said, well, I can't because you're Utes. Okay, well, that's fair enough.
Who is a huge fan of.
If you could add some video, he said. And then this is the part I'm going to get to. And if James get over there and take his serenity pills, then maybe I'll give you a 13.
Well, this was not the episode for it then. I apologize.
What? Serenity now. Serenity now.
Would it be better if I just sat calmly? No.
No, he's passionate.
Passionate.
It's the passion.
Angry. Your five head. Your fave five head. Utah has reached its ceiling, but very impressive.
Oh, I thought someone was calling us five.
I did too. I didn't
Girl,
get it.
Girl, I was like, what?
No, that's a guy.
That's so rude.
So, dude, that is,
I know
a, that
I have
is
a
just
big
so
forehead.
Stupid. Okay. We have not reached our ceiling.
Manny head over here.
We've not reached our ceiling.
No. No.
What kind of.
Still to come.
I wonder what.
Alyosha Blue. Two
Great
things cost
names.
Utah the game. Cam Rising. We agree. And team depth. I thought, no, we got there because of team depth.
Yeah. Quarterback depth, maybe.
We were right there until Cam got hurt.
No one's got a quarterback two that's as good as quarterback one.
The only reason we got where we got was because of team depth. We've already mentioned that.
That's true. That is true.
Penn Stater, love your positivity. Thank you for being respectful, a respectful opponent, which we have been. Mm. So often people can be cruel, crude to us. Thank you. Hey, we try.
I don't know what. What would you say? A Nittany Lions dumb? Like, what do you say? It's mean to Penn State fans.
The guy behind us, you're from the Midwest. Yeah. That was the only thing he could say.
Which is not
I don't think that's really
accurate.
True. No.
It's, no. Pennsylvania's pretty far east. He was pretty freaking.
Didn't know
he
what he was
saying. Passing out every other freaking drive. I look back there and just.
You're from the Midwest. This is from DJ D-Lac. DJ D-Lac.
I'm realizing I need to change some of my names on
DJ.
Yeah, you're
mine are
too
lame.
I know, mine's weak.
Mine's like, James.
Not a chance in hell that the Utes would have won with Cam Rising playing the whole game. Stop it.
How do you know?
We were 21-14 and had momentum when Cam got hurt. Number one is you didn't have momentum.
No, we were going.
We were down by
down
seven and driving.
And we had just scored on our last
We just got the first
possessions.
Down when he got hurt. So that
Dumb
part of
comment.
It's stupid. Of course, it's. I think I replied to him and said, it's a moot point because if.
Nobody knows.
But to say we would not have won with Cam in the game, it's just, you don't understand Utah football. That kind of game is exactly how we've played a million games and end up winning.
That's
yeah.
true.
So
there you go. That's enough comments.
Enough comments on comments.
All right. We'll be doing some episodes.
Yeah, we'll keep doing some through the offseason. It won't be as frequent.
NFL playoffs. We may have to get in on that.
Got NFL playoffs.
NHL, definitely have
March
to get on
Madness.
That.
March Madness.
Yeah, they're going to want to tune into our hockey insight.
NFL,
we have some good insights. NFL and hockey for sure.
Oh,
hockey
I'm better at hockey than I am at this, so let's go.
All right.
You want to see him fired up.
Oh, yeah.
Just wait for that.
Let's get some NHL playoffs, and I'll be buzzing over here.
So stay tuned. We'll still be around.
Go team.
Been a great season.
Oh, great season.
Been fun. Sucks. Thanks for joining us, everybody.
Sucks. Oh, Utes. Long off season.
9 months.
You're doing it right.
You're yelled at me, so. We had a production meeting about it.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.